During the presidential campaign, Donald Trump said he would do away with President Obama's executive action that allows immigrants brought into the country illegally as children to stay. It's called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, and it covers around 742,000 people. Trump has more recently said his focus would be on adult criminals in the country illegally. But as WSF's Quincy Walters reports, some of those currently protected by DACA are starting to get worried.
Earlier this year in Phoenix, Arizona, President-elect Donald Trump said this.
We will immediately terminate President Obama's two illegal executive amnesties in which he defied federal law and the Constitution.
One of the executive orders Trump is talking about is DACA. Isabel Granados, who's 25 and lives in Temple Terrace and is originally from Mexico, is a recipient of DACA and says she's worried Trump's immigration plans will tear her family apart.
If he does terminate DACA, I have two kids. So if he does that, I'm kind of scared to see what's going to happen with my kids.
She says America is the only place she knows. Granado says she understands wanting people to come here legally, but says the process takes a lot of time and money. She says it took her mom about 20 years to become a U.S. citizen. Lionel Navarrete, who's 22, says he spent most of his life on the outskirts of American society, working as a migrant worker in Mulberry, Florida, when he first got here with his family from Mexico in 2001. He says he just became a substitute teacher, and he's going to college, and he doesn't know how long that'll last with a Trump presidency.
Just really concerned about it. You know, it's an unclear, you know, future for all of us who have DACA.
Quincy Walters, WUSF, 89.7 News.